Welcome to the Ridder Universe. Hello everyone, my name is Blake Ridder. This is my first ever podcast episode. I don't know why it took me so long to get it started, but here we are. In this first episode, I want to give a little bit of an introduction of who I am, where I'm from, more importantly, how I got into the film industry, the people I met, where do I get my film ideas, because these are the kind of very common questions people ask me when they first meet me, and the kind of questions, frankly, I get on DMs on social media. For those of you who do know me, you might still want to stick around because I do go quite in details and in depth about myself. And hopefully by listening, you can take something away to adapt into your own journey of a filmmaker, actor, or even a producer. This podcast will have some episodes that's public, like this one right now. And then there are other episodes which are made specifically for the Patreon members, where I have special guests from different parts of the film industry. Okay, so let's get started. As you know, my name is Blake Ridder, and I've been doing filmmaking and acting, a little bit producing on the side, for nearly 4 years. Some of you might be surprised I've been doing it for 4 years, some of you might not. How did I start? When I left college, I didn't get into filmmaking or acting straight away. I have a love of films ever since I was a child. I love watching films. I remember when I first arrived to the UK, one of the easiest way to learn English for most people is watching movies, right? And that's what I did. I watched action movies to start with, which were in Chinese, Mandarin. That's my native mother tongue. And then I started watching action Hollywood-type kind of blockbuster movies, like Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. Those were the first movies I started watching, like The Terminator, that kind of stuff. And I fell in love with the Hollywood straight away from that point on. I kept watching different type of movies. I could only understood like 20% of the time. But the more I watched, the more I understood, and the more I fell in love with the cinematic kind of way of films were made at the time. But as a person, I wasn't that confident enough to be an actor. I did think about it at one point, but I was too shy. I didn't have the confidence or the kind of passion for filmmaking. So after leaving college, I kind of got a job into marketing. Marketing is also a very creative industry. It kind of makes you think on your head what things that would attract the audience, what things makes them click and read and engage. And if you compare to making films and acting, it's kind of a similar kind of creative juice you need. So I really enjoy doing that, especially in the digital marketing. I was responsible for doing email marketing, SEO, and then eventually when a social media boom came in, I did social media marketing. And that was great. I had different campaigns that went viral and got recognized, and I got promoted, and eventually, I found a job as a marketing manager in London because I came from Birmingham in the UK. I did that for another year and then realized, you know what, it's maybe time for a change, because I remember one day sitting on one of the tubes, one of the trains coming from work to home, and just thinking, is this something I want to do for the rest of my life? I don't think I do want to do that. When I'm 50, 60, 70, even beyond when I'm retired, do I just want to be sitting on a desk doing marketing work in the office 9 to 5? I enjoy marketing, and like I said, I did, but I just couldn't see it that I would do it for long term anymore. And the next option was something I had a very strong interest, which is films. So I thought, okay, maybe I should start kind of looking to how to be an actor. I did my research, and you know, it's not easy. Everything is not easy to begin with. And I realized I need some kind of skill, qualification, showreel, portfolio, and the research kind of got me into YouTube. So I looked into how I create a YouTube channel, and I think it was 2014 or 2015, I created a YouTube channel called Blake Ritter. Left that empty for a couple of years, and then I decided I wanted to be a YouTuber. I thought that could be good practice for me to get confident in front of the camera and think of creatively what things I can make using the YouTube channel. And for those of you who want to have a look, I still have those very early videos I made on my YouTube channel, which I started by doing the typical kind of comedy presentation, just the, you know, the common YouTuber would make kind of videos. Funny, maybe informative. I was trying different kind of methods. That didn't really take off very well. And then at the same time, I started to develop this kind of passion for making videos in general. And I was traveling at the time in terms of going to different places. And I thought, what if I bought a camera and then just recorded my travel? Because I can be even more creative. That doesn't mean I have to just speak in front of a camera. I can record scenery. I remember making my first travel video in one of the district in the UK. And that was pretty fun. I did some basic kind of shots, which I thought was really good. That carried on for a while. Went to Maldives, went to Las Vegas and made more videos, bought myself a drone. And I started to realize some of my travel videos started to have a narrative. And then I thought, okay, maybe I should put myself into films. Now, at the time, I did register myself onto one of those extras agencies, so I could get some kind of experience on set with those Hollywood films and see how actors act and how filmmakers make films. And also, I made some contacts within the film industry and got myself some very easy acting roles. And it wasn't massive. It wasn't very big or very hard, but it was something that I could get started and see how that goes. And then I met a friend called Ray. He was also in one of those extra agencies, and we kept in touch. And I said to him one day, why don't we create like a web series? Because, you know, I have a YouTube channel. You are interested in acting. I'm interested in acting. So I went away and wrote this script called Bloodline. At the time, we had plans to make episode one, episode two, and so on. We think it's going to go big. By then, I did start creating a little bit of a community with all my type of different films that I share on my social media. All my friends start to notice that I'm doing this kind of video work, and then I've also attracted a few new people from the internet, and they start to support me in terms of, oh, I can't wait, what are you going to make next, you know? And then I released Bloodline, which, looking back, obviously was terrible. It was shot with just myself, with a mic on top of the camera, with Ray and another person. And that was it. There was no crew. Yeah, I mean, the story, the filming wasn't great, but I enjoyed it. And some people also enjoyed it. I learned a lot from that first time. I realized some of the shots weren't needed. It was too long. The story didn't make sense. So if you want to watch that, by the way, it's still on my YouTube channel, Good Bloodline. And I went big. Yeah, I wanted to make something properly now. I want to make a proper short film. Again, at the same time, I'm still producing different type of YouTube videos. And I got spotted by another YouTuber who's also in a similar kind of stage, maybe more in kind of ahead of me. And he creates kind of camera reviews and technical reviews. And he introduced me, his name is Kai, he introduced me to another person called Alps. And I met him, and also I realized where I am in terms of where he is. He's got different ideas as a filmmaker, and I told him that, what if I hire you and whoever you know, I want to make this film, here the script, which is 15 pages long. Cut a long story short, we made that film within one day, 24 hours, I think we slept about 5 hours. It was so difficult. Ray was involved as a producer, and I was producing it. We paid all the actors, we paid the location. That film, short film, is called What Happened to Kelly, which it was the first film that entered the festival that got awards and recognition to some level. Again, looking back, it wasn't that good. But somehow that short film predicted COVID. But yeah, that's another story. Every time I make a film, every time I do a video, every time I upload something, I learn what mistakes I've made. I learn what I shouldn't and should do the next time. And What Happened to Kelly taught me so much more than Blue Line. And from that point on, I realized this is what I want to do. If I get offered an acting role, of course I'm going to take it. But in the meantime, I'm going to concentrate, produce my own content, put myself in it to practice even more and having fun making films in the process. And that's what I did. I cooperated with different type of people, made another film and another film, and I kept winning small awards in festivals, and that just kept me going and going. And eventually, I stopped doing travel videos and just fully dedicated my channel for doing short films. I mean, today I've made, a total of 38 short films. For those who've never heard of me, you can watch my first to my last and you can see some kind of progression. And I'm still learning today, you know, because you are your own worst critic, right? And even if you are probably the best, which I'm not, you would still find mistakes. And I know there are so many weaknesses I need to tackle within my filmmaking skills and acting skills. And recently I've released a feature called Help, and that's got some bad reviews and made me realize what I need to change. And that was 2 years ago. And then I wrapped another feature called The Manor, and it's already improved. And this is a journey, and it's not going to happen overnight. And I appreciate that I have gained so many fans over the time, and there are people who love my work and appreciate that. But I still want to continue to learn and improve. But how I got myself to where I am today also is a big thank you to the people I've met. Within the film industry, it's very important to collaborate with the right people and stick around with the people who are the right people for you. You know, in this film industry, there are a lot of people who would only work with you if it benefits them. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what we're here for, right? We are only doing it if it benefits us, whether it's for our portfolio, whether it's improve our skills, whether it's to get a showreel, get a credit. It's always to do something that helps yourself. But then there are other people who genuinely want to make you successful as well. And those are the people you want to stick with. Like, for example, Alps that I've met, he's helped me a lot with the technical side of cameras and lighting and that kind of stuff. And I help with his film sometimes for free, and he helps my film for free. And that's the kind of relationship that's stronger than anything else, in my opinion. And then eventually I met another guy, and most of you who know me is called Louis James, who has now become a very good friend of mine, who's also going to be on one of the future episodes to talk about his background, etc. But he has been probably the most important person I've worked with. He's been in all of my films for the past year and so on. And yeah, it's important to find those people that's right for you, and don't be afraid to get rid of people that's not right for you. A lot of people also ask me how I get the ideas for my films, and it's not always a very straightforward answer because I get ideas randomly. I watch a lot of films, like a lot. When I'm not too busy, I tend to watch maybe one film per day on average. That subconsciously gives me ideas of films. So when I sit down and think what to write next, it comes to me, I'm thinking that's original, but it's probably not original. It's probably from a film I watched 10 years ago or 10 months ago or 10 hours ago. And then there are ideas because the life experience I've had, but those ideas are quite rare because I'm still finding very hard to translate from my personal life experience to films. And you have to understand, not every idea you have is amazing. Some of the ideas are just situations. In a short film, it's very hard to create a very kind of deep level character journey and story. Sometimes you get distracted by the location, by the gimmick, by the style. You stop thinking about the story. And that's one of my weaknesses, I think, in my screenplay. There's only been one film called The English Teacher that's been the most successful within my short film, because that's quite deep and then people love that with the twist at the end. And I kind of built this reputation of twists with my films, and some people call it the Ritter twist. And this podcast is called the Ritter Universe because most of my films are within the same universe and they kind of have Easter eggs referring to each other films you'll see through the films. So there you go, that's a little bit background about me. And I want to finish this episode by talking about the challenges I still face every day, because I got to a stage where I want to create at least one film per month, sometimes two short films. And as far as I know, nobody is that consistent and fast enough to produce those films. And it's not easy. It's very hard to be consistent. You do get lazy. But once you find your passion, which is for me, filmmaking, for you could be acting, could be screenplay, whatever your passion is, if you've definitely find that passion, it will push you. And you've just got to keep going and don't expect results straight away. Don't expect your first feature going to be amazing. Don't expect your films is going to be amazing even in the first few years, like me. So yeah, this concludes the first episode and I hope you've enjoyed it. I'd love to get some feedback and comment on how I can keep going. And like I said, these kind of episodes are free. The next one will be with me and Louis James. There will be a little bit of a trailer of what it is. And if you do want to listen to that, please join the Patreon community, which you can find me by going to patreon.com/Blake Ritter. Thank you, and hopefully you'll be here for the next episode.